Hey, you want that to go?
Two takeouts now, both on health or healthcare or healthcare reform. Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
Also, Louise Story is here in our New York studios. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So, Todd, signing ceremony down in Washington at the White House. Man, was it a somber, emotional, tearful affair?
Very quiet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Relief, exhaustion, right?
Yeah, well, there is relief in exhaustion, but this signing ceremony for the healthcare bill yesterday in the East Room, John, was absolutely jubilant. Democratic members of Congress, lobbyists, interest groups, well-wishers for the healthcare bill all packed into the East Room.
Some real people showed up there. They tried to get some people.
A couple benefit. Of real yeah. people, yeah. you know, poster right. people, good speech from the president, a little intro from the vice president.
Who was that entertaining guy who introduced the president?
Yeah, we might talk about that.
The chucklehead, what was his name?
Right, right. And then, you know, the president sits down and signs the bill. I'll give you a little bit of color here. John, you've seen when they sign big bills in the sometimes they don't just the president doesn't just sign the bill and make a signature. He actually uses a whole bunch of different pens to make a little bit of the signature so that they can have souvenir pens.
That really interests you, the souvenir pens, Todd?
What interests me is that I counted how many the president used to sign his name, and there were 22. Can you imagine signing your name with 22 pens?
This was a 22 pen event.
It's a big one. Yeah, that's
exciting
the age,
for
yeah.
you. All right, but what did Biden say? This was the most amazing thing to me.
I can't say what he said, actually.
So let's hear the sound okay. with a little help from our censors here.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
There he is off mic. This is a kind of a BFD moment there.
Yeah.
Is that sort of Joe Biden?
It's like classic Joe,
yeah.
you know, and the moment kind of passed. Fox News sort of jumped all over it and Twitter blew up that the vice president had said this. And the most interesting thing about this to me is you see, well, how is the White House going to react now that this is out there? Are they going to apologize for Joe Biden?
Yeah. Rahm Emanuel, I'm sure, was like,
sure.
oh, the talking that
so
way
offensive.
Is awful. Yes.
Sure, well, you know, what was interesting was how they kind of owned the moment, because within a few minutes, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs sent out a tweet that we all got, and it simply said, and yes, Mr. Vice President, you're right. That's all it said. So the White House kind of decided to own that moment. You can already get T-shirts that say that. This is a
really?
Big deal. And then it says
big
Vice President Joe
deal?
Biden. Yeah, yeah. You can already buy your T-shirts. There are URLs to that effect. You know, there is.
We should play that Ben Folds song, effing deal, this morning.
Yeah, yes. There is. I did look into, of course, the recent history of presidential and vice presidential F-bombs and things.
Quickly,
yeah, yeah. 2004, of course, Vice President Dick Cheney yep. told a senator to
it's Pat Leahy in Vermont.
Yeah, right? Pat Leahy yep. gave him one of those on the Senate floor. And then, of course, you got to go back to 2000 when then-candidate George Bush referred to a well-known reporter, Adam Clymer of the New York Times, with some pejorative swear words at a campaign event. And Cheney said, yeah, he is big time. And there was an open mic there. This is all about open mics. You know, these words are thrown around all the time.
Indeed.
It's about the open mic.
Well, expletive archivist and Takeaway Washington yep. correspondent, Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the bill that they actually signed. Louise Story is here with us, finance reporter for partner, The New York Times. And Louise, something that may surprise people that is actually in that bill is that it makes changes to what you see if you walk into a McDonald's.
That's right. You're not going to see a lot of the healthcare bill's changes right in front of you, but one you will see was buried in Section 2572 of the bill. It's a huge 2,000-page bill.
Yeah.
But this change is going to require all restaurant chains to post the calories on the menus, as also vending machines. So, you know, no longer will you be able at work to go to the vending machine and buy some Doritos and not feel guilty. It's going to be right there in front of you. And, you know, the point of this is that within the healthcare bill, legislators were trying to cut costs and make our overall healthcare system better. That's part of how they're paying for the healthcare bill, is by trying to shave off costs in the system. And so there's a lot of people that feel that if you tell people how bad that food is that you're ordering, that people will order less of it and they'll be healthier and it'll help our healthcare costs.
What may surprise people is this was actually requested by the National Restaurant Association.
There's been a big movement. At first, the restaurant industry fought this.
Right.
But now a number of states have gone ahead and done it. California has rules. New York has rules. And so the Restaurant Association has realized it's coming, and they'd rather have a national standard. And that's why they supported it. What's interesting, you know, here in New York, we've got this in New York City. I don't know if you've seen when you go out to eat.
I have.
And there was a study that the city did last year, and they found that only 15% of the people they surveyed said they really looked at those numbers. But they did find, of the people who looked at them, they ordered 106 fewer calories than the other people did.
You know, well, something that one of our producers, Matt Lieber, pointed out was that a chain here named Five Guy Burgers,
mm-hmm.
if you go there and you look at the large fries in the menu, do you know how many calories are in them? 1,464 calories in a serving of large
fries.
I have to think that if you see that on the menu, even peripherally...
How can you order them?
Exactly. I mean,
you need a trailer.
Right, right.
I would imagine it would probably change people's behavior. We actually had a listener respond to this. This is Jeff.
This is Jeff from Arizona. I really think government needs to stop passing bills and stay out of people's lives. Why don't you let people make their own choices? If they want to eat poorly, then they can eat poorly.
Is this an invasive provision, Louise?
I've got to disagree with Jeff because... the government's not telling people they cannot order that Big Mac. That would be invasive if they said you can't order it. They're just saying, here's the info. But, you know, we're still in America. You can still do what you want. It's a free country. You can order that, you know, high-calorie Big Mac if you want.
Okay, so if you want those large fries for 1,464 calories, you go ahead and order them, Louise. Sorry, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Coming up later this hour, the name Naked Chef. May seem silly to you, but he's not talking about how he dresses. Jamie Oliver is actually really serious about changing the way Americans eat and without passing a 2,500-page healthcare legislation.
He knows
the
calories.
To do it.
He knows the calories.
I'm sure he does.
Jamie Oliver does. We're going to talk about his new food revolution later this hour.